Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I just noticed I probably had my mic on during the hymn of praise, so if I was a little loud, I apologize. You know, since moving to northern Wisconsin, there's a lot of different things that you're exposed to and that you come to enjoy. And I have to say that moving up here, I was not a country western fan. But the music has changed over the years. It's not the stuff that my parents listened to when they were younger. And I have a few favorites, and I'm going to share one of them with you this morning. Now, I'm not going to sing it, so you don't have to be worried about that. But the name of the song is This Old Man in Me. And I like the song for three reasons. First, it's a melody I can sing. And I like to sing along with it when I have the opportunity to do so. Second of all, it has a really catchy refrain, which is not the point of the story, but I'm going to share it with you. And after each verse, it's God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Okay? Three things you could argue with, but they're, you know, at times they're pretty accurate, most of the time anyway, where God is concerned. But the final reason is the story, is because unlike songs that just ramble on, this has a story, and it's a good story, at least I think for today. And the story goes something like this, and I'm paraphrasing. Two men meet at a bar in Ohio, and they picked Ohio because I'm sure it rhymed with something else in the song, okay? But it was a young man and an old man. They sat, they said hello, they began to chat. They came to find out that even though there was this age difference, they had a tremendous amount in common. And whatever their intentions were that evening, how long they were going to stay, that all got changed. They enjoyed one another's company so well that they closed the place down at 2 o'clock in the morning. And they shook one another's hands and they left and they never saw one another again. Until one day, the young man opened up the newspaper, and on the front page of the obituary was the older man's face. It seems he was a millionaire. And it wrote in there that he gave his fortune to somebody he barely knew. And his kids were mad as heck. Of course, that's not the word they used, but I can't use that word this morning. And the writer says, but I am doing well. Gave his entire fortune to somebody he barely knew. An inheritance. In today's reading, Paul talks about inheritance. See, now the funny thing about inheritance is inheritance isn't guaranteed by bloodline. Heritage isn't guaranteed by your relationship, okay, or being a son or daughter. An inheritance cannot be purchased. Okay? It cannot be worked for. Because if that's the case, it becomes something else. It's no longer an inheritance. An inheritance must be given, and given freely and received, to fall under the actual definition of inheritance. And this is what Paul is speaking to today. Paul is speaking to an inheritance that all have been given. Now, there were many people at that time that didn't think so. For those that didn't believe in Jesus, they still held to the Hebrew, the Old Testament promise. Ah, that doesn't mean nothing. We inherit because we are children of Abraham. And Jesus himself said, God can raise up descendants from Abraham from these stones. So that didn't have anything to do with it. And even the apostles themselves thought that this was simply for the Jews, that it wasn't for anyone else. And Jesus said, no, it's for everybody. It's for everyone. So Paul's ministry, consequently, had a lot to do with Gentiles and hearing the word and receiving this great, great inheritance. And what is this inheritance? This inheritance is the love of God for each and every one of you. It is redemption. It is forgiveness of sins. It is grace. And it is given to us in and through our Lord Jesus Christ in that great sacrifice right at the foot of the cross. This is ours. This is what we inherited. And it doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter your ancestry. It doesn't matter what you believed yesterday. If you understand that you truly receive this inheritance today, because it is yours. It is yours. Now, usually when people inherit something, they do something with it. Let's take a monetary inheritance, for instance. People get that, they may invest it. Okay? They may start a business with it. They may remodel their house. They may buy a brand new house. They may donate all portion of it or all of it to charity. But in the receiving of an inheritance usually creates a reaction to that inheritance. You do something with it. You don't simply look at it. You do something with it. And that is no truer than today. This is an inheritance given to each and every one of us. But it's not something that you set on the kitchen table and you stare at. Because God's action compels us to react to that inheritance. To live in the grace that we've been given and to share that inheritance with any and all that we can. Whenever we can. Wherever we are. Whoever that may be. Regardless of what they believe at the time. But share that inheritance with them today. It's a wonderful gift, people. And it's something that we all have inherited. Through the Word, the gospel of your salvation, through the water and the Word of holy baptism, this is a precious gift that God gave to everyone. So to end, God gave the greatest gift known to humanity, to all of humanity. There are some children that are confused and struggling with that. But you are just fine. Receive the gift. Share the gift. The question today is, you are inheritors of this wonderful love. What will we do with it? Amen.